So what do I have to wear?
Our talk.
I saw your headphones.
Put these headphones on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna listen to you right now.
Ooh, that sounds cool. Hello. Testing, testing. Hey, I can hear myself. Is that me?
So I brought these for the booth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Corbin, you can hear everything. Dad, talk into any mic.
Sitting there, yeah.
I can hear you. Talk. So cool.
Got pretty set up. Yeah, maybe you should.
Radio interview. Uh-huh.
It's not here.
Awesome. I'm gonna go listen.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Actually, you're one of my big. Like, I had like four big interviews.
Whose phone is this?
Not even kidding.
Ooh, I found a pin on the floor. Can I keep it?
That was yeah.
Is streaming right now at radio.
Ooh, are you interviewing us?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
The only thing is, I don't have access to IRC right now. So if there's any questions. My laptop's charging, so I don't have access to IRC right now. So if anyone has questions, please let me know what they are.
Sure.
Yeah.
Would you like to use my laptop?
I'm good. Okay. I think you guys are good at this. So yes, unfortunately, I guess Side Pocket is back. We had to. I felt there was a certain level of immaturity with Johnny Xmas and Deviant Olam at the radio station, so I decided to bring two more mature people. Into the room here. Would you mind introduce yourself, starting with the shortest one?
Wow.
Hello, I am Bia Silab, and I am an 11-year-old girl. I'm into programming, of course, hacking, fencing, archery, playing, singing, a bunch of stuff.
So you're basically Batwoman.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And you are, sir?
I'm Corbin Friswold. I go by Ranger Kosei on Twitter. It's changed like 9 times. I'm into programming, hacking things, a lot of like mathematics. Mm-hmm. I like theoretical physics lately for some reason. I'm just kind of all over the place with like exploring interests.
Where were you people when I was in grade school, middle school? Because it's like I felt like ever since I left, like, everyone now loves STEM science now, and like no one's beating up at quarters. Like this is fantastic. I love this.
We were the nerds who were cowering in the corner from all of the people who wanted to steal the lunch money.
Ah, well, what I figured from what I've seen you guys do is that you're the guys after us. So you're the ones who build the robots, beat up the people who are stealing all of our lunch money. So
yeah,
that implies that we care.
That's a good thing.
Like at school, mm-hmm. there are a lot of bullies, pretty much. Well, when I went to school, and they were...
That's the first good thing, by the way, you did. You got out of there quick.
I was using my mouth, and by the end of the school year, everybody feared me.
See, I can't leave. They won't let me.
That's always the worst. So, you two had a really packed and awesome talk this morning. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
What was the subject of your panel?
Inspiring the next generation of hackers. Or
inspiring.
She calls it the next generation.
Yeah. It's that, just good that, because like we want kids to be like us. We want the future to be with a lot of cool technology and stuff and more people to realize truly what's out there.
Right. And that's actually very important because sometimes, honestly, hope is very depressing because it's made of depressing adults.
Exactly.
Really depressing adults like myself. So having people on there that can actually make us feel happy is always a good thing, because we're used to people like Steve Rambram talking about how everything sucks and there's nothing good for you for 5 hours. So that's always a reprise. Bia, I've met you first time through when we started DEF CON 201.
Yeah.
You quickly took over that group really fast as you were. Actually, I have a very specific question for you, because I study a lot of like biological physics, so trying to picture, like, you know, your trajectory in your interests in career, the technical career path, and your activities and your complexities and your skill. At what point do we reach what I call the BS singularity, where you will be at the age to take over the world?
I'm going to say about 27.
Wow, you betted high.
I'm going to say about 12.
Okay. I was close to me. I was going to say 19.
19?
Yeah.
I was going to say like 15. Like his age. Like he's doing nothing right now. Like, yeah.
Oh, Okay, you have to rebut that. What have you been doing, by the way, to let the audience know?
So currently I'm trying to get into MIT, which is a really high tech school.
Very, very high. Continue.
So I want to get in, which requires a lot of like extracurriculars and showing that you're mm-hmm. passionate. So I'm currently working on like, my father just fixed my blog earlier, actually.
Like my father, that man over there.
Yes, him.
So, interesting question. So, if you got into MIT, now, one of the origins of the word hacker comes from MIT.
MIT with Peter Sampson, yes. The Tixo,
and they're notorious for their pranks. If you had to design an MIT prank, what would it be?
Okay, so there's a phrase that says learning from MIT is like drinking from a higher, is like trying to take sips of water from a fire hose. Mean what?
Continue.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm that type of host. No, I want to hear this. Continue.
So, that learning from MIT is like taking sips of water from a fire hose.
Mm-hmm.
So, a notorious prank back in the 50s that Peter Sampson and the Tech Model Railroad Club did is they took a fire hose and hooked it up to a water fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do something similar to that, but I want to modernize it with, essentially, instead of just hooking it up to a fire hydrant, I want to modify one random water fountain inside one of the MIT lecture mm-hmm. halls to just spray water.
Kids these days.
I like that it's just one. So they know it's not a complete systematic failure. It's just the one. And there's nothing in there. So it's just, okay, this thing just has a mind of its own. Great, it's an IoT water fountain. This is perfect.
Yes, I'll make it an IoT water fountain. I can customize the controls.
So you just did this talk. Apparently, you're also having a talk at DEF CON, at DEF CON 26?
Yeah, two, actually.
Excuse me. Why are these two here? This is Black Badge.
I'm doing a talk in the Biohacking Village on my water bot. And I'm doing a
talk. You made a robot out of water.
No.
No.
Okay, where's the water bot?
You'll see. You just have to come to my talk at DEF CON.
That's
awesome.
You act
like he has the money to go to DEF CON.
Nah, I'll just send a drone. It's fine. What's the second one?
The second one is Packet Mon, Gotta Capture Them All. It's about packet capturing in the Roots Asylum. And it's going to be super cool, and you got to see it.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear all of the complaints and shenanigans that will be going on at Roots this year. I've been one of the biggest proponents of one of the things I like about HOPE is I feel like DEF CON's very compartmentalized, and that says its strengths and weaknesses. HOPE's kind of a little bit more intermingled. Like I said, you literally just followed like two mega superstar adults, so I was like, okay, I have to bring in two mega superstar kids. It'd be great. And like for real. And so I don't want like a separate kids section at HOPE, but it would be nice, especially with like people who are like, oh my God, there's so many kids here. Yes, there's going to be more kids being created, and we're all getting old and senile. So like having more content here, I think would be, if we actually had to add more kid, like 17 and under content here at HOPE, what would you like to see?
So I run Spawn Camp at B-Sides Delaware, mm-hmm. which is the kids track for B-Sides. They mm-hmm. started it because my father decided to bring me there one day, and they were like, oh, kids are coming here now.
Yeah, see, I'm like you, sir. We're like, kids are coming here. I'm like, they're more coming. We should do
So what we did was, one of our main things is people always have a lot of old electronics that they just don't want and they don't work, and they want to get rid of them. So it's called Destruction Alley. They bring all of them in. We give the kids screwdrivers and hammers and let them go.
That's crazy.
That's great.
Pieces all over.
You know what? Even better, because I would love to do that as an adult, and so I'd be jealous. So I just want to add one wrinkle here, which is brilliant, because you know, HOPE, it's about collaborative projects. We have one entire section, like they don't need that much in the makerspace area. Cut that in half. Have that be the breakdown space, and it's only kids, and all the adults are forced to watch. Like, you guys are like building miniature rocks, and everyone just there like just one tear, sad face.
No, it usually ends up a bunch of kids just start smacking things with hammers.
Oh, so you'll be the info desk. That's great. Now we have two sides of the con balance. It's perfect. Since I don't have time, here's a cool question I want to ask. So we're going to all take turns, and it's going to be starting with you, sir, and then Bia, and then myself. What's the latest hack, and I'm using that in quotes because hack is such a broad term with many different disciplines, that you've done recently before you've done came to Hope and did your talk?
Start with yourself. I need to think.
Okay. So, it's funny, Bia, that you mentioned in your talk that you brought up that you got started with Scratch at, like, what I was going to say in the womb, but one? So at 1 year old, you started...
No, not 1 year old. Okay. At first grade.
First grade. Yes. That's great. I have no concept of time. That you started off with Scratch. Yeah, and I've also helped teach things in Scratch. Like, crazy thing. So I was taught programming by a teacher who... She learned by doing punch cards, where you had to punch the holes out of the cards and feed them in, and like each card was a line of code. So she forced us to do that for the first 2 weeks. Then we learned how to type programming, which is why, like, when I see Scratch, I'm like, "That's great for you guys. I hate you guys because it's going to be like this is what I would have wanted to learn." So the funny thing is if you don't know out there on the radio, Scratch's mascot is a cat.
Yeah.
And I've been recently cat-sitting a cat that is a little... He's a mix of yellow and white, but I think he looks kind of like the logo. His name's Richard.
Oh,
yeah.
So cute.
He loves me. He does this thing where, like, I go and eat cereal. And I'm bringing up this picture. And I'm like, "Larry, okay, just woke up. It's 8 a.m. I'm going to go down and eat." And he's like, "Draw me like one of your French girls." This is what he does all day. Close-up face. And then, and also, by the way, he judges me. So I think he learned this from you, Bia. I'm not even kidding. I will literally be sitting down playing video games. This is that last cat picture I show you, I promise. And he just...
The
reason I'm showing this, so my recent hack is that the owner is providing us all the food and dish and litter box, but he didn't have any cat toys. So I started to get creative and instead of going out and spending the $2 because I'm cheap as heck to buy cat toys, I made him cat toys. So, you know that thing where it's a stick with the end with the feather?
Yeah.
So I took a blind rod that we don't use anymore, and it is a piece of nylon from a Nintendo World Store bag, duct taped on the end, and I used duct tape in the shape body of a mouse. I put catnip in it, poked holes through it, and then looped one of my old roommate's earrings at the end to make the tail. And he loves this thing and goes ballistic everywhere for it. So that's been my recent hack that I've done. So
my recent hack, I was actually bored yesterday.
We were both, trust me.
And I just sat down on my bed with my iPad playing a game. It's called Happy Mall Story, where you make your own mall and then make shops and get money and try to build the biggest mall.
I would play that game so bad.
And so what you can do is you can go visit other people's mall and you can give them tips, money, you know, for visiting their mall. And so, you just search up the name of their mall, go to their mall, give them the money, you know.
So
tips.
Question about this. So, is there mall hooligans as, like, a random element? Because every mall has, like, disruptive hooligans that just throw hamburger wrappers everywhere and set trash cans on fire. Is
no,
that
you
in
can't
there?
Are you talking about some 80s movie here?
No.
No, I live in New Jersey. This happens.
No, you can't.
I live in Pennsylvania. We don't have malls.
Walk around.
Yeah.
You just look overview, you know?
Oh, yeah, like SimCity style.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then you can't do anything except for give tips to shops, and those tips aren't actually your own money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just randomly generated money. So I search my own mall, and I can go to my own mall and give myself money.
Awesome. Like, dead serious, since I'm going to have a big chunk of nothing today, I would love to test that out for you.
Yeah, money.
Yeah.
Every day. And
who doesn't like free money?
And I got the biggest mall now, so free money, give it to yourself. Like, why not?
American dream.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, sir?
So, as for not bad hacks, mm-hmm. my most recent is, like, I've been studying a lot of, like, linear algebra and calculus stuff lately, because mm-hmm. I really like cryptology and mathematics,
mm-hmm.
and so I've been working a lot with that, and that's not much of a hack as much as it's just something cool that I'm working on learning.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm also applying it to a lot of like my methods and programming. And if anybody looks at my blog, they'll see that I wiped the entire blog, and I have 2 posts only now. It's going to be 3 probably by the end of this
week. It's working now, because I heard at the end there was like a kerfuffle, apparently, with the hosting.
Yes, 2 Docker containers were trying to go to the same IP address.
That will do it.
Yeah.
So I have another hack.
Okay.
That I want to share. It happened this school year. Now I'm homeschooled, blah, blah, blah. But my, to learn typing, we went on this website called Typing Club. And you have to have your new username or password. And the school chooses the username and password. Your username is your actual name, and your password is your normal name with 1, 2, 3 at the end. So I
did you get into your peers' accounts?
Yep, I went into all of the kids in the school accounts, and then I looked around and everything, and I figured out there was a teacher's password block, and I typed teacher 1, 2, 3, and actually that did it, and I changed the language to French for everyone.
Yeah,
and no one that
worked. Because literally, here's the crazy thing. A lot of people come to me as like, oh, yeah, you know, help run Radio Statler, and you figure out this. Well, at high school, all I did was I did the same thing. I infiltrated everyone else's terrible Mac machines that we had, and I figured out how to get the emulation software running on them. So I would do the Cisco assign, because I actually had Cisco training in my high school. Yeah, we were the first school to do it. Don't go to Rutherford High, it's terrible. But no, like if you weren't, I was just like, hey, you happen to be freshmen, we're starting this, so it's 4 years, so each year. So I would literally do my Cisco training drill homework, and then since I had an hour to kill, I'd just play Mortal Kombat 2 on the machine. And I had an IP subnet sheet, so I would pop that up anytime the teacher came over, and he knew. But yeah, that's all I did, and look at me now. I want to mention a cool side. So I know, which I thought was a great question, by the way, which is true, that we, to quote, they very much hated, apparently, Last Jedi, we always love to succeed, but we learn a lot from our failures. And I did not mean that as a bad joke. But when you said what you deleted, like half the day, if you want to feel better, my roommate is a manager now for a Fortune 5 company. He's in charge of like almost all the security there. He had a, if I remember correctly, a senior dev who's been doing this for nearly 30 years do that 3 days ago. These are people who own part of Microsoft, and they, yeah. And he actually says, if you want to work there, you can apparently apply, and his only qualification is that you actually follow directions, because if you can do that, you are automatically at the top of the company.
So on my blog, I talk a lot about mindsets in my next upcoming post, which is going to be a lot about mindsets, because I'm not a very good programmer when it comes to figuring out the mathematical equations for it. That's the point of my blog. I'm supposed to figure it out like that. So I had to do a prime factorization program, and I had to make it run almost instantly. Mm-hmm. My original program ran in like, I think it took almost 5 minutes to run. Mm-hmm. And then I got it down to 0.00001 seconds.
Wow.
By nice.
Using recursion. And I talk a lot about the failures that through. I talk a lot about the failures that I went through programming this and getting it better, because a lot of Project Euler, which is what the problem is from, is computational complexity.
One of the blog posts that I made on DEF CON 201 was there's a way to access the Freenode server on Tor through Tor. And what was nuts is that there are 3 different tutorials about it. Each one is incomplete. Each one has one that the other one hadn't, and each one leaves out a chunk that none of them had. So I was going insane. I even posted a photo of, like, this is when I tried to do what it looked like, and it was one of those, like, conspiracy theory, like, thread line newspaper article memes. And so I wrote an entire blog of, like, start to finish in, like, literally each step, including when you typed in the commands, what each part of the command means, how to set this up. And it's not because, you know, I think, oh, people out there are stupid. It's that I ran into problems with this. I would like to, you know, I want to leave the world a little bit better than when I went through it, because I'm terrible. So it's like, if someone else doesn't have to go through the same hardship that I went through, like, that's kind of like my gift back, even no matter how small it is.
And so my bad hack lately is My school gives out MacBooks to every student, and we get to take them home, we get to use them. And they have a software called Securely on them, which is their filtering.
Oh, no.
So their filtering pissed me off. I play trumpet. Like, I'm a musician. So on trumpet, you have to look up fingering charts when you start playing really high because you don't know what notes to press. So if you look up the word fingering, the filtering triggers and you get nothing. And it'll report you to the administration. So I got reported to the administration. And then figured out how to get around the filtering. And then I got a nice talk from the sysadmin at the school. And then I got around it again. And I got another talk from the sysadmin at school. And I got around it again. And this continued on for a little bit until he was like, can you just tell me how you're doing this so I can fix it?
Which is what you want. See, that's what's so great about when you have, like, hacker parents. Because, like, my exact response to the parents, like, your son's doing this. It's like, fix your security then. If my son can do it, a potato can do it. Like, I'm paying you to go to school for my son. Why? You know, like, that's always a big thing there. So also, for the people who are not on the webcam, what you missed was a really awesome face-off between a grown man and an 11-year-old super genius. Just to describe on air. I was actually initially worried because I thought you were giving me angry face because I'm trying to do, like, back and forth. And he's like, you're talking too much about him. Talking about me.
He just likes attention.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, it's her. She's going to be the queen of all of us eventually. But, so, just trying to think of things, because I'm kind of, like, in relaxed mode right now. I just wanted to be really conversational. You've been to Hope Forest? What was your first Hope?
I think Hope 11th, actually.
Last one.
Yeah, and I saw Lady Ada, and then Sabine at Sebastian.
Yeah, she's awesome. And is this your...
This is my first...
Awesome.
This is my first big con.
Wow.
You've never been to DEF CON?
I'm so sorry.
No, I never got invited to speak at DEF CON.
You poor little kid.
Also, I would go to DEF CON, but he won't take me.
No, he's doing the right thing. You kind of, A, have to ramp up for that, and B, every con has its pros and cons.
I like Eric because he got her into big cons early. I'm very overwhelmed here. I'm like... I can talk to all of these people,
you know,
but
this
I don't have time.
This is probably why, because Hope gets between now, the top used to be 3,000, but now it's like 3,000, 5,000. If I remember correctly, DEF CON is like 22,000 to 27,000.
I'd explode.
Crazy people, yeah. So it's like,
most
of the adults can't even talk to each other, never mind, yeah.
The cons are places where I can let out all of my built-up energy, because instead of doing what she does and always letting it out, I kind of build it up, and then at cons I get to let it all out, and I get to talk endlessly.
Yeah.
I can talk endlessly.
I was about to say, like, that stops her from talking, and it's mute. No.
We've got to balance each other.
Yes.
Oh, I just thought of another hack I did.
Sure.
This is a pretty big one.
And then I have an important question to ask both of you.
I never told my parents this.
Oh, good. Radio Statler exclusive. Let's go here. I want to know this.
So, at my school...
Yes?
During...
Step one.
During my... a substitute teacher came in, and they didn't know how to open up the math file.
Criminal evidence.
Math file. So, I opened... They didn't know how to open it. Not even the computer teacher at the school. She didn't even know how to open a file on PowerPoint. So they went to me and said, Bia, can you please open this for us?
Delinquent.
So I went and I took my time and I looked around my teacher's computer and I saw that she had a pop quiz planned for next Friday on the next chapter.
Bad parenting.
So I studied early and I was the one who got 100 while the others got 60s. And when they were redoing the quiz, I got to color and just draw at my desk.
So what you're saying is that it wasn't a fleet of Russians for 2016 elections. It was you. I knew it all along. It was you. It was you. Security. We found it. We found the 2000 election hacker. That's not a real security call, by the way. I'm making a joke.
Bia, when you get to high school, we do that a lot. Our teachers keep calendars
on their
desks.
See, now they're scheming. Look what you've guys done.
Our teachers keep calendars on their desks. And
you've just created a crime ring here.
To use his computer. So he writes all of his pop quizzes on his calendar.
Come on, one of these mics. How do you feel about yourselves? Come on,
so
we need explanations.
Comes to class late, we just look at his calendar, and we know when all our quizzes are.
No, this is great because, like, that type of stuff, you definitely come to the right place.
Actually, it was Russians who
because you were their boss. I knew this.
No, I wanted to do it, but I saw it was way too easy. So I'm like, whatever. I'm gonna try something harder.
In fact, that's great because I like that lesson today. Trump, easy.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's true.
So the big question is, I thought you were showing up the watch. Like, okay, I have the Uber watch now. So this is your second hope. And this is your first hope. What is the thing you each are excited to, like, do experience of this hope, whether it's talks or pails? And the key is that the answer can't be food or sleep.
You act like I'm going to eat or sleep while I'm here. I'm too busy talking.
See, you have the right idea. Right. See, good parenting. Good parenting right here. Good job. But yes,
he's so confused.
Bad parents could go on.
Wait, what?
No, what you're excited for the most.
Oh, yeah, for I this know what concert. I'm excited for.
Sure.
So, what I love, like, at these cons, there are a lot of things and people and law and
blah, and autographs.
Blah. But my favorite part, my favorite part is actually just people. I like just talking to people, meeting people, running around to people, thinking about stuff, and lockpicking, of course. Like, lockpicking is, like, one of my favorite
things. Oh, yeah.
That's
great. They don't know what they're doing, so it's awesome.
And shimmy
handcuffs. Yeah, I've got the same view. I just love talking to people and learning new things.
Well, there's definitely a lot of people here who are going to do that. In fact, there's going to be especially a lot of people because in a couple of hours, we're going to have the big one here.
The big talk for that.
Yes, Chelsea Manning's going to be here.
Yes.
That's going to be a big thing. But thank you two for showing us the way, and thank you for your parents for showing us bad parenting. And
good parenting.
Thank you. See, this is why we need the future here. And thank you for us having on, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the con. And hack the planet!
Oh, my ears.
Hack the planet! Wow, it made the system reverb whistle. That's great. Hacker, can we borrow Bia next year on Thursday to test our mic systems beforehand? Because that's perfect. Yeah, seriously.
Actually, that's not the loudest I can go. That was the lightest. Okay, bye, people.
You want to go say hi?
Okay.
You should go say hi.
Okay, that was fun.
Johnny, you